Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rowing with the Flow. Thank you for tuning in today and happy Monday. Welcome to a new episode. Today's episode is something I have been thinking about a lot recently, and I think something that we all, especially people who listen to this podcast, are probably familiar with thinking about. We're going to be talking a little bit about careers and jobs, but in sort of a broad sense, this can be anything from like future goals. I'm really just talking about future goals you have, which anything that you kind of want to achieve in life, basically. Firstly, I just thought, you know, as usual, blabber on about my week for a little bit. So I have had a pretty exhausting week. On Monday, I was in uni like until 6-ish, and then I went to the gym, and then I came home and I had a video to edit, which I didn't finish till midnight. So that was a pretty long day. And then every other day I've just been like at uni till 6, so nothing crazy. I've actually have done some nice things in the evening this week though. So on Thursday I met up with my friend Rachel from my undergrad, and what's absolutely insane is that I have not seen her since graduation. And in my mind it's like, oh, that was, I don't know, like 6 months ago, but graduation was like 16 months ago, something like that. So wild. I graduated June of 2022 and I've not seen her since then because we moved out of Edinburgh, and then she lives in a different city basically, and I was traveling, she also did traveling in different like continents, so it's been kind of crazy. She's recently moved to London though, and it was really nice to catch up. We went to a vegetarian Indian place in Covent Garden called Sagar, and I would highly recommend, actually. It was a lot more authentic than like your classic high street Indian restaurant, in my opinion. I don't know. I think they had a lot of dishes which I eat with my family, or ate like with Shreya's family when I was staying in India, which aren't typically on like British Indian. Not that they're British, because they're always ran by Indian people, but you know what I mean? Like, the same way that a Chinese takeaway is, it's not real, like, Chinese food. Or it is, but it's, like, a slim look at Chinese food. The same, I feel like the same with Indian restaurants, where they have, like, korma and, I don't know, I never have the meat dishes, obviously, but that sort of food, like, whereas this restaurant had a lot of, like, other things like idli, puri, dosas. I did have a dosa, even though it is a breakfast food, but.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, I don't know, they just had a lot of like, that's just a few examples, but I don't feel like you normally see those on typical Indian restaurant menus. So if you're looking for something a bit more authentic, or just with like some new dishes that you've maybe not tried, really recommend. It was also pretty affordable for the location. It wasn't like, I think the dosa was £9, so not awful, especially like for in Covent Garden. Was really nice, and we were there for like 3 hours just chatting, and I had a really nice time. So yeah, it was really good to see her. And then yesterday I went shopping with Shreya to do some Christmas shopping. Right. Now we were like, let's try something new and go to Battersea Power Station. So if you don't know, Battersea Power Station is like an old power station. It's been like not in use for like a lot of years. It's giving like industrial revolution kind of vibes. That's like the style of the building and when it was like, you know, built and used and everything. So it's got two big towers. If anybody remembers Helen Skelton, she did like a tightrope walk across it back in the like glory days of Blue Peter. That's my main memory of Battersea Power Station. Also in Battersea is Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, which is, I guess, one of the most famous like adoption like dogs and cats homes in the UK. And my old cat is where, that's where we adopted him from. So it always makes me think of him. And it's very like, I don't know, I just think it's nice. Though my cats that we have at the moment were adopted from a local adoption centre, but this is like a big one for London and it's like very famous. So that's some history. Well, that's how I kind of think of Battersea. Anyway, recently, I want to say in like the last year or two, they opened, they redid like the power station and they've made it into a shopping centre, which, you know, on first glance is like, I'm not really here for that. It's like a really cool historical building and it could have been, well, in my opinion, it could have been like a museum or something. But then I was like, even if not, it could have just been something that was more like community focused, like even just spaces for like, I don't know, like local community groups and stuff like that. That was just something that would like help people rather than just like another capitalist dream. Anyway, we fell for the dream and we were like, let's go and see, like, I want to see what it's like. Also, another thing is that they've put a lot of fancy shops in there, like Porsche, Tesla, Cartier, fancy watch shops, and is essentially just gentrifying the area. And they've also built a lot of new flats that, again, same sort of thing. Anyway, so I was going into it thinking, I don't love this concept, but it's a new big thing that's been built and I'm like, I'm intrigued. There's also an ice rink there at the moment sponsored by Jo Malone, which you may have seen on Instagram. I feel like I've seen a lot of people go, or I've seen like just content of it. I don't even know if it's open. I've just seen like influencers posted about it. Anyway, so we go to the Battersea Power Station shopping centre, and I'm not gonna lie guys, it was a huge letdown. I thought it was shit. And it's kind of heartbreaking because if you're going to turn such a cool building into a shopping centre, at least make it cool, or at least make it really, really good. For example, Edinburgh built this new shopping centre called St. James's Quarter, and that wasn't like, that was just a remodel of an old shopping centre. It wasn't like an old building or anything, so it's like less deep. And it's definitely like, it's a shopping centre, you know, it's just lots of like high street shops. But I personally think it was done really well. As in like, when you go there, you can buy everything you want. Like, I had this big shopping list yesterday and I couldn't even get like half of it because they didn't have the shops. And I know there are a lot of shops like coming soon, but even the shops they did have, I don't know, I just wasn't impressed with it. Like, I just didn't think it was that good. What I needed was like a big Boots. I had a list of things like a lint roller and stuff like that, but all you could really buy there was like bougie clothes or like fancy, because I wanted like a brow gel. And I went into the shop they had, I think it was Space NK, and it was just like, this is also expensive and like, I don't want this. I just want something simple. Like, I just want like a Boots, I don't know, like NYX brow gel or something. And they didn't really have that. It was a bit too fancy. I don't know why, because I don't really know who is doing all their shopping like that. The only clothes shops, they did have a Uniqlo, which, you know, is good. But other than that, I feel like they had like Abercrombie, and then other, like, but even Abercrombie is so expensive. It's just, I don't know. It just wasn't giving what I was hoping it was giving. I've still got a lot of things on my shopping list, which some of them were things I needed for this weekend. So hopefully I can buy them at some point today. I need to go to like a proper Boots. That's what I need. And yeah, I know there is a Boots opening. I saw the Boots that's like, it's not open yet, but I just didn't really like it. Then we also went to the arcade bit, which is what they're calling like the food court, food situation. And they've kind of done it a bit like an American diner vibe. And again, I just didn't, it felt forced and fake. It felt like they tried so hard to make it cool that it, but it's like, but I'm just sat in the shopping center right now. I don't know. I think they were trying to do sort of almost like the vibe of Stranger Things. Is it season 3 that's in the shopping center? Like the mall? It was kind of like that sort of era of design. But I don't know. It just felt a bit fake and forced. And I wasn't that impressed with like the food options either. there was a lot of like really fancy weird food that I just wouldn't really eat. They did have like a Nando's and a Wagamama and stuff, so we could have gone there, but because we'd come all the way to Bassey, we were like, let's try it, like let's go to the food court thing. I had a falafel wrap, which was fine, but it just wasn't, I don't know, it didn't hit that great. They also could have done with more vegan stuff. They had like only a handful of things really, which is fine. Like, I'm not a fussy eater. I'll eat anything if it's vegan. But apart from fake chicken, I do not like fake chicken. Actually, I like the Nando's fake chicken, but I don't like fake fried chicken. That would genuinely be my nightmare meal. Like, fake chicken nuggets. Oh, I don't like the outside bit. It's kind of, like, skin-like and, like, would peel away from the chicken-y bit. I don't like that. It's just disgusting to me. It's not like I'm against fake meat. I like fake, like, beef burgers and that sort of thing. And I like the Nando's thing. But just the chicken nuggets is literally makes me want to heave. Anyway, typically I like anything vegan. And if especially if I'm trying, like, a new place, I'm happy to try whatever. I just didn't feel like there were that many options, especially for something that was, like, newly built. And, like, all the restaurants in there were, like, newly put in. Just a bit of a flop, in my opinion. But I'm glad I tried it. And I'm glad, yeah, I'm glad I gave it a go. Yesterday, I also had a presentation in my global health class, which I'm so fucking glad is over, because that class is... Actually, no, I really like the class, but last week, the person that takes the class kind of... I'm like, I hope he's not listening, but he obviously isn't. kind of roasted the people that gave the presentation. Like, not really, but like, you know, and it's not, it wasn't like 100% positive feedback. And I just hate the idea of that. I don't know. I don't really care if my presentation isn't that good, because this isn't for credit. It's just like, you know, I'm happy to just try my best and whatever happens, happens. But if they're giving verbal feedback in front of the class, I just find it like embarrassing if... But then it's at the same time, I would never judge anybody else. I don't know. I just find it awkward, I guess, to get bad feedback in front of people. I don't know. I just was a little bit nervous because he had said like something negative about the other presentation. But I think it was okay. The girl that I did it with was really, really nervous. And you know when you're with somebody who's... Like, for example, you're with someone who's more scared of spiders than you. I'm not scared of spiders, but like just as an example. And suddenly it's like... you don't feel as scared anymore because you are like, now they're looking to you to protect you, protect them from the spiders. It was kind of like that. She was like, I'm so nervous. Like, and then I was like, yeah, like, don't worry if you need to stop talking. Like, I'll jump in and I can do your bit as well. Like, whatever. And it was like, but I was also really nervous. So yeah, but I'm so glad that's done. I've done 4 presentations this semester, 1 for each of my courses, and they are all done, which feels amazing. Like, it just feels so good for the presentations to be finished. I actually, like, don't mind presenting. I feel like it doesn't suit my personality, but I'm not, like, against it. But it's just a lot of work because we have to do a lot of reading for these presentations. Essentially, it's like each week there's a reading list, and you obviously don't do all the reading list because you, like, literally just wouldn't have time. And then that's supplemented by the presenters doing all the reading lists and presenting it, basically. So that was kind of what my role was yesterday, was to do all the reading and then present, like, some ideas and stuff to the class. And yeah, we spoke about Thailand's universal healthcare system. So I'm a little bit of an expert on that now. And I'm glad that it's done. On Tuesday, my dad actually met me for lunch, which was really, really cute. He went to see his family, or like my family, I guess, over the weekend, and somebody had packed me up loads of food, which is so funny because I wasn't even there, but they had just told him, like, these boxes of food are for Naina, and he was like, oh, I guess I'm gonna have to deliver them to her. So I met him for lunch on Tuesday so that he could give me the food, and he also brought me a coat that I was kind of missing, so that was nice. It was so funny though, because I didn't really tell him anything like about where to meet me or anything. I literally just said, I finished my class at 12:30 and then I'll take like half an hour for lunch. I just walk out of my class into like the main courtyard of LSE, and he's just sort of sat there waiting. And it's like, you know when parents just behave funnily, and it's just so like for me, I personally would never have, I don't know, like, did he just Google LSE and then, like, walk to the, like, general location or, and just sort of sit down and hope he would run into me? Because he hadn't messaged me, like, I'm here or anything. So I was just like, what is this behavior? It was so funny. Then he gives me the food, which is, like, obviously great, but it's, like, a little bit like, okay, now I have to carry around all this food for the rest of the day. And then he gives me the coat and it's in a bin bag. I was like, why is it in a, like, do you not think that's such a dad thing to do, to bring you something in a bin bag? And I was like, I had my uni bag with me, but it was like full to the brim because I already had like my packed lunch. Actually, no, I didn't have a packed lunch that day because we were getting lunch. But I had like my towel because I was going to go swimming afterwards, and like gym clothes from the day before. I don't know. The uni bag was full to the brim. So when I met him and he gives me this bin bag, I was like, well, now I have to carry around a bin bag. Like, that's kind of annoying. But I was very grateful that he came all the way to town just to give me those. And then we got lunch at Leon, which was great. I'm a big fan of Leon. Always, whenever I don't have a packed lunch, I normally have a packed lunch like 4 days a week, and then one day I'll have Leon, because I feel like it's healthy, filling, and not a bad price. Refuel 25, guys, for 25% off. I think it's a student discount, but they don't check the cards. So try that out. Although it doesn't work in some shops. Like, I think it only works in like student-y locations, but you can give it a go. Refuel 25. So yeah, that was a little bit about my week. And right, let's get into the chunk of this episode. Since starting my master's, I do feel like I've gotten a little bit closer to figuring out some sort of job that I would feel really fulfilled in, I would really enjoy, and yeah, would be something to work towards. Before this, I actually had no idea. I was always that person that just didn't know. In school, when everybody was choosing their degrees, I was like, I have no idea what I want to study. And then at the end of uni, when people are applying to jobs, I was like, I have no idea what jobs I would apply to. Same now, I'm not applying to any jobs, but that's just always kind of how I felt. Like, I just have never known what I want to do. And one thing that I did always want to do was like have a YouTube channel. So it's kind of crazy that that is something I do now. But I don't see myself like being full-time with YouTube or the podcast. Like, maybe at a different stage of life, but I just don't think that long-term, I don't know. I just think like when I'm 40, I want to have a different job to this. And like, if I don't build towards that now, I'm not going to get it, kind of thing. Not that like, I don't know, that sounded like not how I mean it, but because I don't mean like, oh my god, I have this dream job and I'm not doing it because I'm thinking about like some corporate job I'm going to have when I'm 40. I don't mean it like that. I just mean like, I love YouTube and the podcast as a hobby. And it's obviously such a privilege to earn money through them. And like, I would have to have a part-time job if I didn't do this. So it's like a huge privilege and I'm so, so lucky and grateful. But I love it to be like that. I love it to be like the side thing, because firstly, my mental health just cannot cope with it being like my whole thing. I don't know, I find it, any sort of like criticism, really difficult. Also, like, all your success is public, which is also really hard. And don't get me wrong, it's not a hard job. Like, it's not a hard job. Like, I've had other jobs. Obviously, being a student isn't like a job, but I've also, you know, done that at two different unis. And I can tell you for free, it's not a hard job. There's difficult aspects of it, but this amount of privilege you have in this job is just like insane. And to be able to have that is like, you really can't sit and say it's like a really difficult job, because it's just not. I do think it can really affect your mental health, and that can like be different for everybody. And it can be, I'd say it can be really difficult in that sense. But in terms of like hours, flexibility, the actual type of work you're doing, like, I really don't think it's a hard job. Not to like discount it, I don't think anyone should have to do a really, really, really hard job. I'm not trying to say like, you know, that that's the ideal. I'm just literally saying that it really is a very, very convenient, privileged job to have. But I like it to be like a side thing, especially because I don't really know what my content, like in my gap year, I did make some content about travel, but other than that, I don't really know, like, I don't know what my content would be about, and I just don't find it super fulfilling to make it just about me, like, I don't know. Not that I would do this, I guess, but I wouldn't really find it fulfilling to just, like, prance around doing, like, whatever I want all day and vlogging it, and then that's my content. I don't know. I want it to be a bit more, and not that, like, you have to do that at all, but that's, like, one of the reasons why I like having, like, my degree or, you know, something else going on. And since I've started studying international development, I do think I have a bit more of a grasp, maybe, on jobs, some sort of job I would like to do, and maybe just, like, starter jobs, things that, like, could maybe, like, get my foot in the door, that kind of thing. So it's gotten me to thinking about careers, jobs, and the balance, because in my gap year, for example, I actually never felt guilty about the fact that I wasn't working towards any career. I was doing YouTube and the podcast, like, a little bit, not even, like, intensely, not full-time at all, but I was doing that a little bit, and then I was traveling, and, yeah, I stayed in Berlin for a bit, so I wasn't traveling, but it was just, like, you know, slow travel, I guess. And I just wasn't really working specifically towards any of my career goals. I didn't really have any, but I actually, for some reason, I never really felt, like, insecure about that. But this year, now I've started to get a bit of a grasp on what I would want, I do feel a certain level of, like, pressure, especially since a lot of my friends did a 3-year degree and then got a job straight out of that. So they have had jobs, full-time, like, graduate jobs for a year and a half, and I've never done that. I've never had that. I do, in a sense, feel behind them. I have a lot of friends also who did a 3-year degree and then a master's and then have had a job for over a year still. Oh my god, my friends that did 3-year degrees have had jobs for 2 and a bit years. It's crazy. Like, I do kind of feel behind them, but at the same time, I don't know, it's like, it's not a competition as such, but now that I do have some sort of, like, goals in life, which is a bit like, what were you doing before? But also, it's so fine to not have any. I feel like, in terms of, like, having my life figured out and having, like, career goals, I'm at, like, 1%, whereas before I was at 0. So don't get it twisted. I still have no idea what I'm doing. Now that I have some sort of goal, I do kind of feel a bit like I need to be working towards that. And I'm happy with the master's. I feel like that is getting me closer to that place. But I don't know if I would, I don't know. It's hard because on one hand, I want to travel and do all these things, and I do have this amazing opportunity with YouTube to, like, earn money through something that is really, really flexible and can be done, like, from anywhere. But at the same time, it's so hard because, like, it's hard because on one hand, it's like, this is my opportunity to do that. And I'm so glad that I took like 15 months to travel and, like, just take a break and do my own thing. And that is what I want to do after this master's as well. Not for as long, but I do kind of want another stab at that. And I want to try new things, like maybe live somewhere for a year at some point. Or, yeah, I do just want to, like, do all these things because this is the age where I have the least responsibility, I guess. And that's really nice and allows you more flexibility. But at the same time, and I see so many people go down this path as well, where you get, like, a corporate style job. It doesn't have to be corporate, any kind of, like, office-y job. You just work on that for the whole of your 20s. And that's not, I don't know, better or worse, in my opinion. It's just hard to know where to draw the line, because, you know, when people say, like, you know, live for today, and, like, if you were going to die tomorrow, how would you behave today? But if I behaved that way every day, I would be nowhere near any of my goals. Like, I'd probably very rarely, on a day where I think I'm going to die tomorrow, would I work out, even though I love working out and it does give me like a happy boost, I just don't know if I would spend my last day on earth at the gym. So I don't think I would work out. I would probably not eat very healthily, which is also fine, everything in moderation, but if it's my last day, you know, I'm going to pop off. And I'm not going to, definitely not going to be going into uni. I'm not going to be even working on YouTube stuff, even though this is something I love and is so like, you know, same with my degree, both things I'm really interested and happy doing. But I wouldn't spend my last day on earth doing them, you know. I'm going to like spend time with my friends and like people that I love, and that like that would be my focus. But if you did that every day for 5 years, I really don't think you'd be in a good spot. Like, and I think we can all agree on that. So it's about finding this balance between living for today but also living for the future. A similar sort of thing I think about with money, where, you know, you can money, you know, there's that TikTok trend where it's like money can come back, and then but like you don't get the time back, and then it's like cut to them like traveling and like doing like all this stuff, which I don't know, I think that trend is slightly out of touch, but I'm still happy for, I'm not hating, I just think it's a bit like distasteful. But anyway, I kind of think the same thing about money. Like, obviously, if I was, you know, gonna die tomorrow, then I probably would spend all my money on a cool experience, or, you know, just be like more thrifty. But in the long run, like, I would love at some point one day in like the far, far, far distance to buy a house.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And if you always live for today, that point won't come. So I do think it's about finding a balance, because I also wouldn't hate to spend every day at the gym and working in an office all day, eating only healthy food and saving all my money. Like, that also isn't a good life. So it's just about being in the middle. But I think what I'm relating this to is, how much work do I put into like my career? Do I want to take 3 months to travel, or do I just want to get into it? You know, like, it's so difficult. And I know a lot of older people would say, do the traveling, like, you know, the job's always like gonna be there, you can always come back to like the corporate-y life, but you can't always drop everything and like go to the other side of the world for 3 months like I did last year. You just can't do that, and it's such a privilege to ever be able to do that, to the point where I feel like I should fulfill it, because I'm so lucky to have that opportunity. So those are some thoughts I've been having. I also asked for some of you guys' thoughts, and I'm very interested, because I felt like everybody's at a different spot with this. Like, I know if I asked all my friends, they would have different opinions. You know, those friends that are like, I'm gonna quit my job and travel, and it's like, but you've been saying that for so long and you've not done it. So I don't know. But then also people who are just super into their career and like really want that to be like their everyday, like that's what they work on every single day. Okay, so let's see what you guys said. Oh, okay, this one is, no idea, just want to be happy. I agree. I feel like we all feel like this. and somebody else said, I have no clue, just hope I end up somewhere that makes me happy. There's actually a lot of sense in this, because I think any sort of level, like if you predict too much into the future, you just know it's not going to come true. Like, for example, if I was to sit down and write down, you know, like a 5-year plan, that's nice. Like, you can do that. And I'm not against 5-year plans, but I can guarantee it wouldn't all fold out the way that it, you know, it wouldn't all unfold the way that I write it down. And I think that kind of takes away a little bit of meaning from the plan. And it's nice to have a plan even if you don't fulfill it. But for example, 5 years ago, I was 17 years old, which is just insanity. I was applying to university. Oh my God, that is actually crazy. Yeah, I was in my final year of school. I was applying to universities, living at my parents' house, obviously, and doing trampolining. I was hanging out with my friends. You know, I just, that was my life. If I was to have written down a five-year plan, I really don't think much of it would have been what actually did happen. I guess at 17, when you're applying to uni, you do kind of have a bit of a plan, because if you are applying to uni, you're obviously, your plan is to go to uni, and that's, you know, at least 3-4 years. So you do have that sort of like stenciled out. But in terms of like where I would be living, maybe, I don't actually, maybe I would have predicted this, move back to London for a master's. I don't think I would have had a gap year on my agenda. I never wanted to do a gap year like straight out of school, and I'm actually really glad I didn't, because I don't think I was mature enough. Not that I was immature, but I think I would have been too anxious and like scared almost to like go and travel and do stuff. Like, I don't know, I think I would have felt so out of my depth doing what I did in my gap year at 18 compared to 22. Maybe not, but maybe so. So I just think the plan that I would have written then, it probably wouldn't have unfolded, and it also probably wouldn't have been what I truly wanted, because as you gain experience and see more like what you actually want, obviously your plan is going to change. Like, I definitely wouldn't have predicted the specific thing that I'm studying now. That is kind of what makes me think like the plan, the whole plan, planning too much is maybe not the best, but it's nice to also have an idea. So okay, this one is, I want to be a musician, but I'll never reach that goal, so I do other things. I feel like I've failed. I think I want to give a shout out to the creatives, because it's such an insane industry. And also, you've said like you'll never reach that goal, but I feel like never say never with this sort of thing. Like, maybe. And I would say that if that's what you really want, then at least keep like doing it on the side, or like keep trying. But I get what you mean, because it can be really difficult. Like, I kind of feel like this about YouTube. When I was first making videos, I really, really, really wanted to have a bit more of an audience to show my like content to, if that makes sense. Like, I loved making videos, and I used to make videos just to keep, especially if I like went on holiday or something. So it's not that I wanted to make videos for other people solely, I wanted to make them for me as well. But when you're repeatedly uploading and nobody is seeing it, and you're kind of like putting yourself out there and like almost like craving like a connection, and you just aren't getting it, it can be really like disheartening. And you do kind of have to just be delusional to keep going, because it is like crazy that you're literally just like talking to a camera as if there's somebody there. And you know, if you are truly doing it solely for yourself, you wouldn't be posting it online, you would just be keeping it on your laptop, you know. So I think if you're actually posting it, you obviously, a small part of you at least does want people to see it. And when nobody is seeing it, I think I posted videos for around a year before I really like got off the ground, and at least like 6 months before I even I had more than like 20 views on a YouTube video. So it definitely took some time, and it can take longer than that, it can take less time than that. But I think it's your like true passion for what you're doing that is the reason you keep going, because I really don't know why else you would keep going. Like, if you hated it and it's not successful for, you know, months on end, and it's a lot of work, it is hard to keep going. So I do kind of like, I understand what you mean. And I definitely felt, I don't know, in the moment you do kind of feel like, not like you're failing, but you definitely don't feel like you're succeeding. And you've also put yourself out there and done something a bit different to maybe what everybody around you is doing. And if it's not successful, that really can be scary. And I don't know, it's just a little bit uncomfortable. But I would say keep going. Please don't give up. on your music. Like, I think that's so, so cool. Okay. I'm afraid of choosing wrong and regretting choices. Not a day without doubt at the moment. Wow. This is, I think, how I felt when I was in school and I was choosing something to study at university. I felt almost paralyzed by the options. Like, I went through everything. One week I was researching only biochemistry, the next week law. And those aren't examples, that is genuinely what I was doing. Like, I was going through everything and just like clutching at straws. I think the thing for me was that there were so many, undergrad is quite broad really, like to study economics, it's like a huge subject really, it's not specific. So I couldn't work out what I really wanted, because I think what I wanted was a more multidisciplinary degree, and that isn't as common really for like undergrad. Like what I do now, I think involves economics, it involves sociology, anthropology, geography, history. Like I feel like it really does have a lot of different elements, and that's something I'm much more interested in, but it's hard to do something like that undergrad. And so I think I was just confused as to what I actually wanted. And yeah, I was also afraid of choosing the wrong thing. Eventually, I just came to the conclusion that if I'm not feeling like super drawn to anything, then the wrong decision doesn't exist really, because I can't look back and be like, oh, but I always wanted to study Spanish and I just didn't give it a go because I didn't have anything that I really, really wanted. So I think if you feel like you don't know what you're doing, I don't think you can then regret like the choices you make, because they're the best choices you had access to in the moment. And if you do really know what you want to do, I'd say don't be afraid and just go for it, because you know, you do only live once, maybe, who knows. But I think it's so normal to feel like this like fear of choosing the wrong thing and regretting stuff, but life is long. Honestly, like I look back to choosing economics and I'm like, probably wasn't the best choice. I don't know if I wouldn't change it, and I can't really think of anything else like that I would change it to, but it didn't pigeonhole me in for the rest of my life, you know. Like I think we have a tendency to think you're stuck somewhere when you're not. Like for example, you are in a relationship that you really don't like and you don't feel like you're being treated well and you're not having a good time anymore, that all of this, but you've, you know, quote, you've invested so much time, you can't leave now, like, but the time is passing either way, and why would you want to stay in this relationship that doesn't fulfill you? Like if you're in a job that you hate, but you're, you know, I think it's easy to think that you're like too deep in and you can't get out, but you're not too deep in. Like you can always change your mind. And even if that puts you back 5 years in terms of like, you know, how far along the like ladder you are, which is already a made up concept. But even if it does that, you know, in 50 years, you'll be so grateful that you did that change. And a lot of you guys listening to this podcast are in your 20s. And I really do want to highlight the fact that we're not old. Like it's not too late. Even if you're 35 and you decide you want to change your whole career, do it. Don't just sit with like, you know, something you don't enjoy because you feel like it's too late. Like it really isn't. And I know that, you know, changing your whole career and that sort of thing, I'm not trying to say it's like really easy and like, you know, the same for everybody. I know financially it's not like you can't just quit your job and like start applying to, you know, be an artist or whatever. I know that you don't apply to be an artist, but you know what I mean? Like, I get that, but I think just the mindset, the idea of like the fact that it's too late, you know, that whole thing about, for example, say you realize you're like 30 and you're like, oh shit, I really wish I could be a doctor. I would love to be a doctor. I'd love to study medicine and be a doctor. But in 5 years or however long the degree is, that feels too long. You know, in the moment you're like, I can't spend 5 years on that, because then I'll be 35. And then it's like, oh my God, I'm so old. Like, I'm not saying, this is just the little voice in your head. I don't actually believe this. And you think, oh my God, when I'm 35, I will be way too old to have only just been graduating. Like, that is so crazy. Like, such a bad idea. But then look at it, you know, as you're going to turn 35 either way, regardless. You're, you know, it's a privilege to age every year. And at one point you're going to be 35. Would you rather be 35 with a degree in the one thing you feel happy and confident and, you know, would be fulfilling to you, able to pursue that job? Or do you want to be 35 having spent another 5 years at the job that you hate? Like, it's just a no-brainer. You need to seize the day, and like, the time's passing either way. And I know time is scary, and like, time passing is like the worst feeling ever sometimes, but that is happening either way. And if you don't make like the decisions to better your life, or like, you know, do the things that you want to do, they're not going to happen. So I do think, although it's hard, just knowing that like, you can't really make the wrong choice, because you can always change your mind and you can always go into something else, and, you know, or like have a side hustle that's like something you're interested in. I really think, because we're so afraid of picking the wrong things, you know, like say you get a job and you're like, oh, but I don't know if this is the job for me, like, but you can do it for a couple of years and then see, like, you really don't have, you're never as pigeonholed as you feel, I think, in your 20s, where you feel really young, but you feel really old, and then you feel like you can't change anything because it's too late, but it's not actually late. Like, I really don't think it's ever too late. So, this person says, I still feel like I have no idea what I truly want as a career, even after getting a master's, but I think that's what our 20s are for, to figure that out. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. And I also don't think, everyone I know who really likes their job didn't know the job existed, like, even 6 months before applying for it. I'm sure there is plenty of people who have always, you know, wanted to be a vet and then became a vet and it was their everything and they love it. But I know a lot of people who have jobs they really enjoy and like careers they really like, but they didn't necessarily like always want to do that or like have the goal to do that for ages. It was more something that like was figured out along the way. Ooh, okay. High paying job versus purposeful, fulfilling job. It's hard, isn't it? Because you gotta live, and the cost of living, life is expensive. And it's hard, especially if you have like people depending on you. There's also a lot of pressure, like if you're the child of immigrants, to fulfill like the dreams they have for you, or just to like, be quote successful. And I know that means something different for everybody, but it's easy to feel the pressure to be successful in society's eyes, because, you know, people have given up a lot for you to be where you are and to have the opportunities that you have. So yeah, it's really, really difficult. I kind of think that this is like why I love having YouTube and something else, because YouTube is so fulfilling to me. YouTube is a great job, really, because it is fulfilling and you can make good money on it. Like, I don't know why I'm saying that like it's a secret, everybody knows that. But for me, it's fulfilling in more of like a fun way, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm like changing the world. Not that you have to at all, but I feel like there's still other jobs. I don't know. I don't think you have to pick one thing. Like, why can I not love YouTube and also want to have a different job? Like, I don't know. You can have as many dreams as you want, but yeah, it's so difficult to balance between like money and fulfillment. And obviously what it comes down to is the most privileged people, they don't have to make this choice, you know, like the more wealth you have as a person and like your family and stuff, I feel like the less stressful this is. And, you know, at the other end, like there's a stage, you know, where any job is, you need a job, any job, financially, and it doesn't, like, you haven't even considered if it's fulfilling, because you need the money so much. So yeah, it's so difficult. And I don't want this episode to be like a whole quit your job and like move to Australia, or like quit your shitty job and go and, you know, fulfill your dreams, because I know that's like unrealistic for like almost everybody. But I think it's important to have the mindset of like knowing that it's okay to change your mind, it's okay to want something different to the people around you. This person says they're in final year, worried about not getting a grad scheme. I get you. It's so hard, especially like, it again, it depends so much on like your home life, your financial situation, like if you're able to move back home or not. And yeah, it's stressful, but I think either way, you're either going to get one or not. There's no point stressing about it because it's just going to unfold the way that it is going to unfold, and you just have to, you have to roll with the punches. And it's not a fun time, and graduating, maybe not for everyone, but for me, was definitely a shitty time, and like just so much change all at once, and it is difficult, like it's hard, like it's difficult, but c'est la vie. And I don't know, I feel like I'm not giving good advice, but yeah, it's really normal to be worried and comparing, especially to the people around you. Like if you have a friend who gets a grad scheme, then it's like, oh, well done, but also like, oh my god, now I'm so stressed. Like, yeah, it's a lot. Okay, that is everything for today's episode. I just want to say that I have so many people who have written in on the stories saying they have no idea what they want, or like they do have a plan but they don't know how to do it, or like they've got rejections, or like, you know. So if you want any comfort, almost everybody who responded to this story, which I think is hundreds of people, are so confused, have no plan or a plan that they aren't fulfilling. Like, I just think it's really normal and it's okay. So yeah, don't compare yourself to the people around you, because people very rarely, you know, even their close friends, it's, you know, people don't always tell everybody how they truly feel. Like, sometimes someone will, you know, break up with somebody and you're like, oh my god, I thought you guys were so happy, and you just don't know. Or like they'll quit a job and it's like, I thought you loved your job. And yeah, just don't compare, because you don't know all the info, and it's just a difficult time. So sorry I don't have all the answers or any of the answers, but hopefully it was nice and comforting just to like maybe be validated for 45 minutes or so. But yeah, have a lovely week. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.